Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, November 2nd. Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper announced officially that he's running for president. And then he walked it back. Hickenlooper made the comment off the cuff while speaking with people in a New Hampshire diner. Capitol coverage reporter Scott Franz investigated.
Scott Wasserman says he was surprised when he heard his former boss make the presidential announcement in front of a camera Wednesday morning. Wasserman once served as Hickenlooper's deputy chief of staff. He thinks the governor was sending out a trial balloon.
It just felt to me like in that moment he wanted to gauge reaction and try that statement on and see how it felt for himself as well as for the people he was talking to.
Wasserman says in previous campaigns, moments like this may not have been caught on camera. He thinks Hickenlooper came across as authentic and someone a voter would want to have a beer with. I'm Scott Franz.
And in a follow-up, KVNF News spoke with Colorado Sun reporter John Frank for the Purple State Update and asked him about Hickenlooper's pseudo-announcement.
It is very typical Governor Hickenlooper. For those of us who know him well and have covered him for years, we couldn't help but laugh. This is something Governor Hickenlooper does from time to time. He'll say something that really sounds like it, you know, takes you behind the scenes into his thinking, and that's what happened here. He was in New Hampshire, and he told a woman at a diner, quote, "I'm John Hickenlooper, and I'm running for president. You're the first person in New Hampshire I've said that to." Now, that sounds like a pretty declarative statement. It sounds like he maybe let it slip, or he, in his mind, has come to a decision about whether to run. Now, he added shortly thereafter, whoa, it's not official. He has to, for legal reasons, more than anything else. His federal leadership PAC spokesman has also walked it back, calling it a joke, saying that if he was really entering the race, the first lady, Robin Hickenlooper, would be the first to know. Hickenlooper does this, and his staff often will say, oh, it was just a joke. He did the same thing with me and Amazon just a few months ago. Those comments went viral as well. So it sure looks like Hickenlooper is moving toward a presidential run. When Colorado Sun went out on the campaign trail with him in Florida and Georgia, that's the takeaway. We came out for legal and, you know, political reasons. He just can't say so yet. But it sure sounds like he's moving in that direction based on what he told this woman in New Hampshire.
With 4 days left before ballots are counted, we asked John Frank about the race for the 3rd Congressional District seat. Republican incumbent Scott Tipton and Democrat challenger Diane Mitch Bush have each raised about $1.5 million for their campaigns, which is actually a lot less than other congressional races.
This race is a really interesting case study. The contest between Scott Tipton and Diane Mitch Bush on paper looks like it could be competitive in a Democratic blue wave year. And for a minute or two there, it was. 538.com, the political prognosticators there, actually listed the race as a toss-up at one point, and the Cook Political Report had it leaned Republican. So you saw a good bit of money kind of flow to the race at one point, but now it's really shaping up to be a toss-up. 538 retracted a bit, pulled it back, now calls it likely Republican victory. And the Cook Political Report is now saying the same still, that it's likely Republican. That suggests Scott Tipton is in the driver's seat in this race. And that's in part why you don't have as much money. This race is a tough one for Democrats to win. They have tried it year after year, but Tipton has solid numbers in the district. And Democrats just didn't come up with a candidate that can really, you know, reach across the aisle and pull in some of the Republicans that are so dominant in this district. So right now it looks like Tipton's going to be reelected. Ms. Bush gave him a scare at one point, but national Democrats just haven't put their attention on the race, and that's why you're seeing not as much money as compared to, say, Mike Kaufman's district here on the Front Range, where you've had more money spent, particularly from outside groups, than we've ever seen before.
And my second question is mostly about the governor's race. You've seen most of those debates, if not all of them. How much of a focus are Western Slope issues for these debates? Do they just talk about it when they get to Grand Junction?
No. So far, the Western Slope issues have been the issues of the state. And you'll see both candidates in these final days here come to the Western Slope, make campaign swing, try to turn out their supporters in that area. In particular, what you're hearing when it comes to Western Slope issues is a lot of health care. It's not always mentioned as a Western Slope issue because it's a statewide issue at this point, but Polis has made a point to say if he's elected in his first 100 days, he's going to take steps to address the high health care costs on the Western Slope. And you've heard Walker Stapleton put forward his own ideas that he feels like could do the same. A lot of these are kind of technical issues, and changing the geographic zones in which insurance companies operate, or creating a reinsurance pool that may allow people with high rates to bring how much they pay down on a monthly basis. These aren't the sexiest of issues, so you don't hear it out of their mouth all the time, but they're very much a part of the campaign. And when it comes to the energy industry, that is a thread throughout each campaign, in part because of the ballot measures. So you're hearing the candidates talk about energy a good bit as well. These are Western Slope issues. These are Front Range issues. I think they are really trying to reach out to the state as a whole. They haven't really broken it down by geography yet because both candidates pledged to be governors for the whole state. So they're trying to keep it within that theme.
And next Friday, we'll have the final Purple State update with the Colorado Sun. We'll discuss election results and look ahead to the start of the legislative session in January. Governor John Hickenlooper's administration unveiled his final budget proposal at the state capitol Thursday morning. KUNC's Scott Franz was there.
The $31.4 billion budget request is $1.4 billion bigger than last year's proposal. Lauren Larson is the state's budget director. She says Colorado can afford to spend more money next year on education, public safety, and child care assistance.
We're just now climbing back to the 2009 spending levels. When you adjust for population and inflation growth, it's been a tough road of recovery and a lot of hard work from Coloradans to get back up where we are.
Public university students stand to benefit from the budget. It would use a $121 million investment to keep tuition at the state's public universities flat next school year. There's also money to add more state troopers and market the state's agricultural industry to the world. From the state capitol, I'm Scott Franz.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, November 2nd. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.